Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Hello there and welcome to Dogs with Jobs. I'm Kate Fairweather and I've got a lovely little interview today which I captured at Goodwoof, which is, if you're in the UK, you may well know because it's very well publicised. It's a wonderful dog-centric event that takes place in the beautiful Sussex countryside just down the road from where I live. And I was hanging out mainly outside the arena meeting some of the phenomenal working dogs and their handlers that were performing in the arena to give a bit of a flavour of the amazing things dogs do, which we know all about on this show. So I will have quite a few more interviews coming up over the next few podcasts. In this lovely little interview, I'm talking to Police Constable Emma Robling and her gorgeous Springer Spaniel, Mika, who I spent a wonderful few minutes standing underneath a tree in the sunshine at Goodwoof on Saturday. Take it away, Emma.
Okay.
Oh,
lovely. Thanks very much. Lovely.
Right. So I'm with Emma.
Hello.
Robling.
Hello.
PC Robling.
Yes.
And we're standing just behind the stage or the arena at Goodwoof. Tell us about your dog.
So we
lovely
have...
Spring Spaniel.
Yeah, she's certainly lovely. She's going to be two this month. So she's a young girl, but she's a high drive, Met Police bred English Springer Spaniel, and I've had her since she was 10 weeks old, and she is trained to find firearms, shell casings, firearms that have been broken down into component parts.
Right.
She's trained to find drugs. She's also trained to find cash. Now,
that's quite a lot of different disciplines then.
What
did you start on?
You say that, but we're literally only scratching the surface of what dogs can do, and they can do so much more. We're literally on the tip of the iceberg. I know I could add a couple of different disciplines to her, wouldn't make any difference, because at the same time, she just loves to go out and search. That's
so what's her name?
About. This is Mika.
Mika, great Mika. Name.
Mika, yes. Look at that little tail wag when I say her name. And a Mika. Oh, you want a snack, do you? Yeah.
Now, were you matched with Mika when you were training? How did you get together?
So, my last firearms recovery search dog was about to retire.
Okay.
And I was penciled in to go on a course sort of later in the year. So the dog school down at Keston in Kent, they know you're waiting for a dog to bring on. So when they had this litter, which is called the Flower Moon litter.
Right.
When the Flower Moon litter came to be, they decided that they penciled this little girl in for me. And I went down on an allocation day and they handed me this little bundle of trouble. And we've been together ever since.
So where did you start? You started on a course together.
So we started with her being 10 weeks old.
Yep.
And her coming to live at home with me and my other dogs.
And I've just seen you've got a retired dog
car. Yeah, I've got my retired Spaniel who she took over from. And I have got my my Labrador who is a passive drugs dog. And she is nearly, she'll be six at the end of the year. So basically you take them home, you socialise them, get them used to all sorts of different things, because things that you and I think are quite, you know, boring and don't bother you might completely terrify her.
Yeah.
I need to get her used to people. I need to get her used to shiny floors, going upstairs, all the real basic things that you and I don't think twice about to her might be a huge issue. So when they're young, you get them out, you get them meeting people. However, we've always got a bit of a step forward in the Met, because we are breeding dogs that have that have got parents and generations of dogs before them that are,
so you've got a lot of success
dogs
behind her.
Yeah,
in terms
absolutely
of breeding.
They know the kind of dogs they're breeding. They know that they're going to be healthy, and they've got a high working drive. They get tested a couple of times before they're allocated to handlers.
What do you mean tested? Do you mean medically, or you mean
always medically,
behaviourally?
Behaviourally also, just to make sure that they, you know, that they are displaying the kind of traits that we would want, because, you know, out there in the big wide world, they are going to face a lot of, you know, different difficult circumstances that, you know, we might not think of. For example, you know, just hearing the crowds out there, she was immediately a little bit, because she's never... Yeah. She's never put.
Well, coming and doing a demonstration is different, isn't it?
Yeah,
and she's
absolutely.
Still young. Actually.
Yeah,
she's not still. Even.
Yeah, she's so she's not even two. But do you know what? She, you know, I'd never put her forward to something that I didn't think she was capable of, because she's an amazing little girl. She really is.
And has she had a highlight so far?
We found a few things. We found some drugs. We found some Class A. We found some Class B. We found cash. Nice big bags of cannabis that were about to be moved out, but my colleagues and I did a dawn raid and got in there, and she located those. We train on anything from a gram upwards.
Okay.
So, you know, even the smallest amount of scent, yeah. Because let's face it, these people, if they've got, and it's the same with firearms, these people are not hiding a gun under their pillow. They're hiding it under floorboards. Mm. They're hiding it up chimneys. They're hiding it in the side of a bath. Yeah. They're hiding it, you know, anywhere. So our dogs need to be worked so that even the tiniest amount of scent is going to draw their attention. And it is teamwork, because at the end of the day, it's about me watching her behaviours, seeing that behaviour's changed, and that knowing that that's something she should be investigating more.
I was going to ask, mm-hmm. How does she indicate? Have you trained her in a particular way?
Yep, so she has got what we call a passive indication. So what she should do is, when she finds that source of the closest she can get to that source of scent, she stays with it and she stares at it,
right.
And then she waits for a click,
yeah.
And then when that click goes, she comes straight back to me for a reward.
So you're spending a lot of your time eyes locked on her to see what she's doing.
Certainly, yes, absolutely.
Sounds like you need a lot of concentration as well.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, as I say, I've been in the section 20 years, different disciplines, general purpose police work,
yeah.
Drugs, firearms, cash, and now passive drugs, dog with my Labrador. You know, it's the best job in the world.
Do you ever work them together?
No.
Okay.
No, because like you say, the concentration for this little one alone is rather huge. So, you know, I need to be really focused, making sure that I don't miss something. Because she is so young, mm. We're just in the stages of developing her. So her indication at the moment, I want it to be better, but that comes in time and with yeah. experience. So at the moment, you know, just getting her comfortable with her job and enjoying it is the main thing. But it's all based on play, so they have a great time.
Mm. Okay. Well, she looks happy.
Yeah, she is. Mika. Good girl, sit. Good girl. Oh, hello, baby girl.
And are you generally, you're obviously working within the London area as part
of
the Met.
Yeah, that's correct. A lot of the time I'm all over London for firearms recovery. So if there's been a discharge of a firearm, Mika and I will be sent to recover any casings, because obviously casings, you've got so much
evidence.
So
this is about
there.
Evidence gathering,
yeah,
isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. If these people are out there on the streets with firearms, we need to find out who they are very quickly and try and get that firearm off the street as quickly as we can.
What would you say is Mika's particular strength?
There are so many answers to that. Her particular strength. You know what? I don't know what that is yet. She's a baby, she's developing, but do you know what, I'm really excited by her because she's got so much potential,
yeah.
And I can't wait to see what the future brings for Mika. Hopefully lots of great finds.
Thank you so much, Emma.
You're
having
very
a chat.
Welcome.
And it's been lovely to meet Mika.
Lovely, thank you.
Can my friend take a picture?
Yeah, of course.
Lovely. Can you get one of just Emma and Mika?
Oh no.
So my thanks to Emma for talking to me about Mika, who was absolutely gorgeous, really lovely, lovely relationship, and such a young dog as well, already doing so well. I will be back at the beginning of the month with another Good Woof interview, this time with a wonderful dog called Ninja, who performs parkour. which is obviously, I love a pun on this podcast. That's obviously a pun. It's parkour or free running, as you may know it as. So do come back and listen to that one. If you work your dog or dogs, or you know somebody that you think would be good on this show whose dog does interesting work, it doesn't have to be traditional work, please do get in touch. I'll put details of how to in the show notes, or you can email me at team@shineradio.uk or find me on Instagram. I'm a bit slow on Instagram. It's not really my thing, but you can find me, Dogs with Jobs podcast on Instagram as well. So until then, have a great month.
Dogs with Jobs, presented by Kate Fairweather and produced with John Wellsman.
This is Shine Radio, made in Petersfield by
Gareth,
Claire,
Joff,
Beth,
and you.
To join us, email team@shineradio.uk or call or WhatsApp us on 01730 555 500.
Join our team and make it shine at the radio station made by you.
You make it shine, Shine Radio.